begin the current daf from Sefetz Kedushin, daf Mem Hei. We begin 9 lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf. And that is, we had a halach in our Mishnah, which was that if a father of a Naira can be Mekadosh his daughter, Boyu B'Shluchai, meaning similar to the topic of this Perek, which was called the Ish Mekadosh, a man can be Mekadosh a woman, him and the Shliach, the woman could receive her Kedushin, her or her Shliach, so too a father could engage his daughter that's a Naira. Now, the Gemara had made a diuk, which is relevant to a Machlekes and Masechtes Gittin that the Gemara had quoted. Gemara Masechtes Gittin brings a Mishnah that there's a Machlekes between Rabbi Huda and the Chacham regarding a Naira HaMayrasa. A Naira that's between 12 and 12 and a half, that's engaged, who could receive her Gerishin? The Chacham hold that it's he V'Aviya, both her and her father. Her father, because he has the rights in his daughter, even when she's a Naira, until she becomes a Begeris or until she gets married. Here she's neither any one of those, she's just a Naira and she was just engaged. So he could receive her get. And so too, she could receive her own get because she has her own yad. She's already an adult, so she could receive it too. Now, Rabbi Huda disagreed. He says, no, you can't have two people receiving a get for one body, for one person. And therefore, rather, it's the father and not her. Now, there was Machlekes, Rabbi Yechon, and Rish Lakish regarding what would their opinions be in regards to Kedushin, which is the topic of our Mishnah. So on that, Rabbi Yechon had said that by Kedushin, the Chacham would agree to Rabbi Huda that only the father could receive the Kedushin of a Naira, whereas Rish Lakish said, no, the same thing would apply, the Chacham would hold, just like by Gerishin, she and her father, either one, so too by Kedushin. Now, on that, the Gemara had asked, from our Mishnah, that seemingly contradicts Rish Lakish, because our Mishnah says, by a Naira, the father could receive the Kedushin, either him or Shliach. The inference was that the daughter herself, the Naira, cannot receive it. So which the Gemara had answered, that because our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Huda. Or Rabbi Huda holds, yeah, of course by Kedushin, because even by Gerushin he holds, they could only be the father, and that's why our Mishnah said the father and not the daughter, because it's going like Rabbi Huda, but according to the Chacham, Rish Lakish would hold that they hold the same thing like by Gerushin, that she could receive her own Kedushin. Now that we had that discussion, so the Gemara brought in a related discussion, which was a Machlekes in the Gemara regarding, so that whole discussion was regarding a Naira, which again is a machlekes regarding Kedushin. If the Naira receives it herself without her father accepting it, she does it on her own, but she's a Naira, would that be a Kedushin or not? That was a machlekes. But then the Gemara discussed, what's with if a katana, a minor, under the age of 12, if she receives her Kedushin from a man without the father's awareness? So there, everyone would agree, halachically, there's no validity to that whatsoever, because she doesn't even have her own yad. No one would say, even the opinion in the Chacham's opinion, that of Rish Lakish, who says that there is Kedushin for a woman that's a Naira, but a Katana not. However, still Rav and Shmuel said, if a minor, let's say a 10-year-old, does get Kedushin from a man without the father's acquiescence, his awareness, then she needs a get and mian. Why? You need to have a get because maybe the father, when he hears about it, will have said, you know what, he's a good guy. He'll be agreeable to the Kedushin. Now, retroactively, that actually would make it halachically a Kedushin. Then she would be considered biblically married. So because of a concern that maybe he will agree, so although the Kedushin, her own act, is nothing, but the father's acquiescence and having the money by the daughter will create the Kedushin, so therefore you require a get. But at the same time, it also requires a min. Why a min? Min is generally only for rabbinic, and get is by biblical, so either way, why would you need to have both? So that, the Gemara explains, is because when people see that this minor is getting a get for the Kedushin she got from this man, they're going to say, oh, why is she getting a get? We know a minor's Kedushin is nothing. Must have been the father was agreeable. So biblically, she was married. She was engaged to this guy. So hence, if this guy would then at a later point in time engage this girl's sister, they're going to say, you don't even need a get. Halachically, they cannot be Kedushin because you're Achay's Gerusha. You're the sister of the woman he had divorced, where Kedushin is not Typhus. And therefore, even if he did a Kedushin with you, you don't need to have a get. Now that's incorrect. Because we only required the get because maybe the father was agreeable, but actually maybe he was not agreeable. We're only doing the get out of suffix. So therefore, actually, this, if he ends up engaging the sister of this kitana, then actually she would be engaged, possibly. So that's why we do miun too, to show that it's not just a biblical kedushin, it's only out of doubt, but also we're doubtful that maybe it wasn't a kedushin. So miun will illustrate that to show that, well, we don't know what's going on over here, so she has to do a refusal too. And then they'll say, oh, wait a second, why is she doing mian? Because maybe it really wasn't a Kedushin. And then if he would go ahead and engage the sister of that girl, we would require a get out of the doubt because we're not sure is she a Chayis Gerushasa or not. That was Rav and Shmuel. Na'ula, in two different versions in the Gemara, held that, no, you don't even have to do Miyun, there's no concern that the father is going to agree. Now that's why Gemara continues and says, Itmar, we learned, again, regarding this case about a man that was Mekadish the Katana without the father's Das, where again, that Rav and Shmuel has said that you need to have Get and Miyun. So, however, let's continue along on that case. Let's say that guy dies. And now she falls, because he died without any children, she falls now in front of his brother for the halachas of Yibum. What do you do now? Because again, as we said, although the Kiddushin of a Ketana is nothing, but we do have to be concerned that maybe it is something, possibly, because maybe if the father would be agreeable, then you would need to have a get. And then she actually was married to require Yibum. But maybe not. Maybe it was nothing. Maybe you don't need to. There's no halacha b'yibim here whatsoever. So what's the halacha? So Am Rav Huna Marav. Rav Huna says in the name of Rav, and again, this is continuing along Rav's own opinion of this halacha, that in the general case, without this guy dying, you need to do get and miyun. So that says Rav, Mima enis lima morai. That if, let's say, this Yavim did a maimer. Now, a maimer is a rabbinic kiddushin that a Yavim could do in his Yavama. So on that, Rav's saying that you require a miyun together with the get that generally you need to have. Because let's say if a Yavam does maimer and he doesn't want to end up consummating that relationship with the Yavama, so you need to have chalitza, and you also need to do a get for the maimer. On that, Rav is saying that besides doing a get for the maimer, you need to do miyun with that maimer too. Now, however, continues Rav, but if let's say the Yavam didn't do a maimer, so there's no requirement of a get over here if he doesn't want to consummate this relationship with the Yavama. The only thing he has to do is chalitza for the Zika bond, which is the biblical halacha when the brother dies without any children. So then he has to do chalitza. On that says Rav, ve'inim ma'enis lezikasai. That chalitza does not require that it has to come with it a miyun with the chalitza. And now the Gemara explains this halacha of Rav. Says the Gemara, ketzad. What's this case? So on that, the Gemara explains, Asa ba maimer, if the Yavam made a maimer with this minor Yavama, where the Gemara in Yavama stuff, Nunam and Alf, tells us that whoever does a maimer in his Yavama, and he wants to release her without consummating the relationship, so he requires a get, because maimer is this rabbinic type of a kedushin, so that's like some form of a marriage, you need a get to release that kedushin of maimer. And moreover, since it didn't biblically consummate it totally, to be considered like a, because that's only with Bia that the Yavam acquires her. So you still need to do chalitza for the zikabon that there is from the biblical halacha of the brother dying without any children. Now, regarding this case of this woman that was engaged without the father's consent, without his awareness, tzricha get, v'tzricha chalitza, v'tzricha miyun. She needs three things. Besides that, how a regular woman in this situation would require get and chalitza, this one, since she's this case that we're describing, but katana, that was engaged to Leila Dasavia, she also needs a third thing, miyun with it. Now the Gemara explains why we need all these three things in this case. Tzricha get, she needs to have a get from the Yavam, because Shem Nistratza Av Bikadushe Sheini, because maybe, and this was the whole foundation of Rav's halacha on the previous daf, maybe the father is agreeable with the kedushin of the second one, meaning that of the Yavam, because the Yavam did a maimer. So that maimer, that kedushin, maybe the father is going to be okay with that. If it is, then halachically it is a kedushin, and then since it's a valid maimer, it needs a get to undo that. Now, tzricha chalitza, she also requires chalitza from the yavam, because shema nesratza av bekedushe rishon, maybe the father was okay with the kedushin of the first guy who had engaged her, who then died without any children, because if he wasn't agreeable, then you don't need to have anything. Then there was no kedushin whatsoever, because the kedushin of a ketana is not valid. It's only, as we said in the previous daf, maybe the father is going to be agreeable. Now, if he was agreeable, and that's why, out of doubt, we're requiring this, that you have to have chalitza, because maybe he was agreeable, and then if she was married to him, and then when he dies, there is a halacha of yibum with the yavam. Now, moreover, tzricha miyun, we also require to do miyun, which, seemingly, where does this come in? Miyun is only when there's rabbinic kedushin, when the father's not alive, and here he is as we said in the previous daf. Shema loy nisrat tzav, because maybe the father is not agreeable. Loy b'kedusha rishon, he wasn't okay when she got engaged to the first guy. V'loy b'kedusha sheni, and he wasn't okay when she got engaged through maimer with the second guy. And therefore, that's why it requires also to have miyun, and really, essentially, she didn't need to have not get a nachalitza. Because get is only because maybe he was okay with the second guy's kedushin, and he wasn't. And chalitza is only because maybe he was okay with the first guy's kedushin, and he wasn't. Now the problem is v'yemru, that people that see that we are giving her a get, they're going to say, must be, that the kedushin was a full-fledged kedushin. And they're going to say, in kedushin toivsin ba'achoysa, this yavam, who did a maimer with her. Now, we're requiring again a get only because of suffix. Maybe the father is okay with it, but we don't know for sure. Now, the problem is if we do require a get and that's where we leave it, people are going to say, oh, okay, so why are we giving this maimer a get from the yavam? Because the maimer was a valid maimer. Now, therefore, kedushin is not going to be taifis in our sister, and then we're going to run back into the same problem. Then the sister, if this yavam were at a later point in time engaged the sister, they're going to say, you don't need a get. You're an erva to him. There's no kedushin that's being taifis in the erva because you're achayis kirishasai, and that's why we say, no, do a miyun. People are going to say, what are you doing miyun for? It's because, oh, we're not really sure. The get's only out of suffix. Oh, out of suffix? Then maybe she's not achayis kirishasai, maybe kedushin would be taifis, and therefore if he would engage the sister at a later point in time, they would know to require her to have a get. Now, Rashi addresses one point in the Gemara's wording over here, that why does the Gemara say that the reason why this girl needs to have, besides get and chalitza from the yavam, additionally miyun, as the Gemara's words are, shemelo nisratza ab b'kedusha rishon, maybe the father wasn't agreeable, not only b'kedusha sheni, and even not b'kedusha rishon. The question Rashi asks is why? Even if the father was agreeable with the kedushin of the first guy from the brother that died, but as long as he wasn't okay with the second one's kedushin, in other words, that itself would be enough of a doubt, even if we knew for sure he was okay with the first ones, it still wouldn't be, quote, a get that the yavam is doing to get rid of the maimer because it was never a maimer in the first place because the father wasn't okay with that. So since it's not a get, so then kedushin would be taifis in the sister of this yavama because kedushin is taifis, as the Gemara will shortly explain, in achayis chalutza, in the sister of the woman you did chalitza for. So therefore, the one who sees that we require a get, they would say that it's a full-fledged get, and the kedushin is not toivis b'achayis, and therefore that would be enough to require miyun. Why does the Gemara have to say additionally that maybe the father wasn't okay with the first one's kedushin? So Rashi says you're right, that these words of the Gemara, shemelein nisratza b'kedusha rishon, maybe the father was not okay with the first one's kedushin, or what's called kedinisva. It was just said together with the sentence because we don't know, meaning we don't know. Yeah, we're requiring chalitza because maybe he was okay with it. But maybe he wasn't okay with it, and maybe he wasn't okay with the second one. But the primary point is really maybe he wasn't okay with the second one, and therefore it's not really a valid get, and therefore kedushin is taifis in the sister, and she really would require a get if he would later get engaged to the sister. So that's why we require miyun, but again, it's not the primary point of maybe he wasn't okay with the kedushin of the first one. Now, continuing on Rav's halacha, that was only if, the way Rav explained it, that she needs get, chalitza, and maimer, only if the Yavam had done Maimer with her. Now, loyasa ba Maimer, if the Yavam didn't do a Maimer with her, then ena tzricha ela chalitza bulvad. The only thing she needs to have from the Yavam right now is chalitza. As the Gemara explains, my Amrit, what are you going to say? Tiboyanami miyun, that you should require also miyun. Why should you require miyun? Shemi yomru in kedushin taifsim ba'chayisa, because maybe people are going to say that kedushin is not taifis in the sister, because here we have in achayis chalutza. And people are going to say, wait a second, he did chalitza with her. Why did he do chalitza with her? Must be because she was a yavama, and you're not allowed to marry achayis chalutza. So if he would go ahead and do kedushin in the sister at a later point in time, people are going to say, you don't need to have a get. Now, that's not true, because as we said before, maybe she really was not his chalutza, because maybe the father was not okay with the first one's kedushin, and therefore she was never yavama, and therefore the chalitza was never a halachically chalitza. So then why don't we require additionally miyun to counteract that and to say, whoa, we don't know for sure that she was a chalutza. It was only maybe that she was a chalutza. And then people would know that to require a get if he would get engaged to the sister at a later point in time. And that the Gemara says no, because hakol yoidim, everybody knows that even if this chalitza was a full-fledged chalitza, that kedushin would still be taifis in the sister of, because achis chalutza, the halacha of being the sister of a chalutza, is only the Rabbanan. It's only rabbinic halacha. And since it's only rabbinic, kedushin, of course, is being taifis. A rabbinic erva doesn't withhold the ability to have kedushin taifis, because even mechiva lavin, by negative prohibition, which a biblical kedushin is taifis, only by an erva, which is of those of chiva misis or karis, that's where kedushin wouldn't be taifis. As the Amr Shlokesh, like where Shlokesh had said, He said, Kan Shana Rebbe, it's here where Rebbe teaches us, meaning Rebbe who put together the Mishnayos. Now, this is a reference to Mishnah Masechta Yevamos. The Mishnah Masechta Yevamos says, HaChalitz LiYevimtoi. If someone does Chalitza to his Yevama, V'nasa Ochav Es HaChaisa, and then his brother gets married to the sister of his Chalitza, Umeis, and then his brother dies around the children. So the Halacha is Chalitza V'la Mesiyah Bemes. So now, this remaining brother does Chalitza to his Achais Chalutza, which is the sister of his Chalutza, which was the one who his brother had married, and he doesn't do Yibam. Now, however, the Mishnah there says, but Hamagarish Ishtai, if someone divorces his wife, and then his brother marries his wife's sister, and then his brother dies, so then it's totally exempt, and you don't have to do not Yibam and not Chalitza, because that woman that his brother had married, and now he died, is Achais Gerusha, is the sister of the woman that he divorced, which is a total erva as long as his wife's still alive. Now, it's regarding that mission that Rish Lakish says, that here is where Rebbe is teaching us, that you could learn that Achais Gerusha, the sister of an ex-wife of a woman that was divorced, she's an erva midday raisa, biblical erva, and that's why when she falls for Yibam, there's no halach of Yibam whatsoever. Like all arise, like the beginning of the Masechta Yevamos describes, she's Paturim and Achalitim and Yibam. Now, however, Achais Chalutza, the sister of a woman that he did Chalitza to, that's only Medivri Seifrim. That's only Rabbinic. And that's why Rebbe teaches by being Seisim that in that Mishnah Masechta Yevamos, that when she falls for Yibam and Chalitza to this man, because his brother died without any children, and his brother was married to the sister of the woman that he did Chalitza to, he has to do Chalitza. She's not an Erva. Because although we always put it together, Grusha v'Chalutza, Grusha is Minat Torah, and Chalutza is Rabbinic regarding the Isser of the sister of the Chalutza. And that's why, says the Gemara, even if she would be Chalutza Sai, we're not even sure. We're not sure if the father was agreeable to the first condition. But even if yes, people would know that if he would go ahead and get engaged to the sister of the woman that he did Chalitza to, of course we would require Gerishin, because it's only a rabbinic Isser, and that does not withhold the ability of Kedushin being Typhus, and that's why there's no necessity of requiring Miyun, because, again, even if it is Chalutza, you would still need to have a get. All the more so, if it wasn't Chalitza in the first place, of course, if you get engaged to the sister, you would have to use a get to divorce that relationship. Now, the Gemara brings an incident relating to this halacha. They were told by the Kedushim of a Ketana without her father, where that's the halacha that we mentioned in the previous daf from Rav and Shmuel, which we were continuing on that theme on this daf, that we have to be suspect that maybe the father was agreeable, and therefore, although the Kedushim of a Ketana is klum, is nothing, no validity, we still require a get, because maybe he would be agreeable, and then it would be Kedushim l'mafreya. And actually, that's why we also require Miyan to counteract, to say that it's not for sure that it's going to be, and we only require the get out of Suffolk. But the Miyun counteracts that to tell us that it's only out of doubt. Maybe it really was not a Kedushin. Now, Gemara tells us, Hanu Bei Trei, there were these two people, Davakoshasu Chamra Tusei Tzife Bevavel. They were drinking wine underneath this Tzife, where Rashi says either it's these types of tzavtze for trees, which is a type of a willow, or another interpretation, it's these mats, which are put on these ledges, which stick out over into the public domain, where people sit underneath those mats for the shade because it's in the sun. Either way, they're sitting underneath something that's providing shade, and they were drinking wine. Now, Shokel Chad Meinayu Kasa the Chamer, so one of them took a cup of wine, and Yovli Lechavri gave it to his companion over there, and Amma, he said, Mikach li bratach libri. He was like giving them like a Kedushin, said, with this wine, let your daughter be engaged to my son. So Amr Ravina said, Afil lamando Amr, even according to the one that says, meaning this halacha that we said from Rav and Shmuel, that a daughter that's a minor that gets engaged without her father's awareness. We say, we're concerned that maybe the father was agreeable and it would require a get. And so too, like we said, a miyun. Now, as we continue on to Midbay, says Ravina, but Shemin Esratzah Ben, but that maybe the son was agreeable with the Kedushin that his father was doing with his friend to marry that guy's daughter without the son's awareness, that lo yimrina. That we don't say. Now, the reason for that is because the reason why we suspect that maybe the father was agreeable is because the father's okay if his daughter just gets married. Get married to whoever. As the Gemara says, Tavla Mesav Tandu, the father was agreeable as long as you got somebody. A girl that's single, it's not good. I don't want my daughter not to be married. Now, so that's why we have to suspect that maybe he was agreeable. But says Ravina, a man is very particular about who the woman is going to get married. Now, moreover, is that actually a son is not in his father's domain that the father could get him engaged to a woman without the son appointing his father to do that. It's only a daughter that the father has rights, not a son. And since it would have to be that the son would have been agreeable, that there's no reason for us to suspect, because he is very discerning in the woman that he wants to marry. They don't have the svara of tav lemesav tandum and lemesav amalu that women have. And therefore, says Ravina, even according to Ravin Shmuel that says, out of doubt we require a get, here we wouldn't even suspect that it is going to be considered a kedushin. Now, however, amalei rabban al Ravina, but the rabbis asked Ravina, how do you know regarding this incident that there's no doubt that it was not kedushin whatsoever? But v'dilma shliach shavi, how do you know? Maybe the son had appointed his father, the agent, his shatchan, to go ahead and engage him to a woman that he sees fit, and therefore maybe it is a valid kedushin. So that the Gemara says, no, lechatzef inish leshavi labud ishliach. Ravina said a person would not have the audacity to appoint his own father to be a shliach for him. So therefore, it can't be that the father was functioning in the form of a shliach. So on that they asked him, but maybe I could tell you that the son had presented and told the whole sob story to Kamei in front of his father. In other words, he told his father how much he really desires this girl. And the father made himself the shliach for his son, said, my son wants this woman, I'm going to go do what it takes to get him. And he befriends himself with this girl's father. And then they're sitting underneath, they're drinking wine. He gives this guy a cup of wine and says, you know what? You know, let this be kedushin for your daughter to be engaged to my son. Now, that should work because of the halacha b'zachan olam shleih b'fanab. The person could become a shlich for someone else if it's a merit for that other person. Now, here it's definitely a merit because the son already told his father how much he wants this woman. So therefore, maybe the father's kedushin with the father of the girl is a valid kedushin, because maybe the son, although he wouldn't have the audacity to make his father a shliach, but maybe he told his father how much he wants her, and the father made himself a shliach. So on that, Amalei Rabba Bar Simi, he says, technically you're right. But he says, Beferish Amamar. Explicitly, the master had said, in other words, I heard from Ravina, that really, truth is, he doesn't even hold of this whole halacha of Rabbi Shmuel in the previous daf, and that is even by a minor girl who receives kedushin from a man, Ravina really holds that we don't really suspect that maybe the father was agreeable. And therefore, kol shekin, all the more so, for sure in this case, where to think that maybe the son had made the father shliach, unless we heard explicitly that the son had appointed and that they were agreeable, that the father is going to be the shliach for the son, we would not suspect that the son is going to agree, because even by the case of Rav and Shmuel, Ravina holds, we don't suspect. We don't require a get and mien. Now, as Rashi explains, although that Ravina had said that even Laman Dama, even according to the one that says, meaning he was referring to Rav and Shmuel, that still they would agree that Shem and Esratza ben Loyam Rinon, but that's what the Gemara said, but why? Maybe if you are suspect that maybe someone's later going to be agreeable, maybe it's talking about a case where the son had already told his father how much he wanted her, and therefore then the father could make himself his self-appointed shliach. Really, and that's what the Gemara is answering, Ravina doesn't really hold of Rav and Shmuel. He only said what's called l'ravcha de milsi. He said like he wanted people to accept his halacha, so he was even saying regarding his opponent's halacha, say even they would agree. Now, the Gemara ended up having a good question, saying, why would they necessarily agree? Maybe it's some other type of a case where the son was meratze in front of his father, and his father said, you know, I'm going to do what it takes, and then technically it could be a kedushin for the son. So now the Gemara says, you're right, although it's technically you could find, according to Rav and Shmuel, that maybe they would agree in such a case, but Ravina's halacha is not difficult anyway, because really he doesn't even hold a Rav and Shmuel. He holds, we don't suspect at a later point in time, someone that really is the one that has the control, that then someone else had done it for them, they wouldn't be agreeable, we wouldn't have to suspect that, and therefore it's not a kedushin whatsoever, and that's why, for sure, in the case of the son with the father, we don't say that Shem and Nisratza ben, and therefore it's for sure not a kedushin. Now, continuing on this topic, the Gemara says, "Who gavered the kaddish bekisha?" Regarding this man that is mekaddish a woman with a bundle de yarka, with a bundle of vegetables beshuka in the marketplace. Now, as Rashi explains, this is talking about a case of a minor who is accepting the kedushin shalei ladasavia without the awareness of her father. So on that, Ravina said, similar to the previous halacha where he was saying, even according to the opinion of Rav and Shmuel, they would agree in this case. So Ravina says, "Afil lamando amar chayishin shem nesratza av." Again, he says another halacha like this. He says, even according to Rav and Shmuel that says that when the minor receives kedushin, we have to think and suspect that maybe the father is going to be agreeable, and therefore it's a kedushin, and therefore you would require a get and then miyun. Says Ravina, even they would say Hanamili derech kavod. That's only if his daughter was engaged in a dignified, honorable manner. So then he hears about it, he's like, oh, Mazel Tov, really? You got engaged? Oh, okay. And maybe he'll be agreeable. And therefore we require a get just in case. Even though the Ketana's own acceptance of the Kedushin was nothing. But says Ravina, even they would agree if it was done in a degrading manner, then it's not a Kedushin. And therefore here where he gave her a bundle of vegetables in the marketplace, it's degrading. The father would never be agreeable in that type of situation that his daughter should get engaged like that. And therefore we don't have to require a get in me in that case. Now, not only Rav Acha Medifti Ravina, but Rav Acha Medifti asked Ravina, Bezoin Demai. How are you explaining regarding this type of a case? What's the degradation? Ibezoin Diyarka? Is it because of the degrading because you're giving a bundle of vegetables, of herbs? Ibezoin Deshuka? Or is it embarrassing, degrading because he did it out in the marketplace? That's not appropriate. Getting engaged, do it in a classy, dignified way. And Nafkamina, the difference of halacha would be if the Kaddish Bekasba Beshuka. If let's say the guy had engaged her with money in the marketplace, so it was something that was valuable, which was money, but it was in the street. Or the other difference would be if he engages her with a bundle of vegetables, but in the house, in the private place. What would the halacha be? Which one is the bezoin that you're referring to? So Malays Ravina said to him, either one of those is degrading. Yes, either one of those cases that you described would not be a kedushin, even according to Rav and Shmuel, because vegetables to use as a kedushin or to use in the marketplace, even if it was money, is a bezoin, and therefore it wouldn't be a kedushin. Another story related to these halachas, the Gemara says, Hahuda Amar. There was a certain man that he said regarding his minor daughter, he was discussing with his wife, that he said, Likrevai, I want her to get engaged, to get married to my relative. Now, his wife, was very into her family. Amr Likriva, she said, no, I want her to get married to my relative. Now, so the Gemara tells us that Kafte, his wife compelled him and convinced him, and she forced him, Ad Amr La Tav Likriva. He said, you know what, fine, let her marry your relative. Now, once they agreed upon this, so they made a whole party, like a lachaim, to celebrate this, that his daughter was going to get engaged, and so they invited all their relatives. Now, Ad Achli V'Shasi, the Gemara tells us that while they were eating and drinking, Asikrivei Be'igra, the husband's relative came into the attic, the kitcha, and in private, engaged the minor daughter. Now, moreover, the story is talking about that the father had not yet even received the kedushin from his wife's relative. Meaning they were all there and there was one big party and they were getting warmed up there by the smorgasbord, the appetizers, and later on the ceremony was going to be that the kedushin was going to be later on. But before that happened, during the party, one of his relatives went up and engaged the minor daughter. On that, Abaya says, Ksib, the Pasuk in Tzfanya says, She'eris Yisrael lo yasu avlo. The remnants of the Jewish people will not do iniquity, and they won't talk falsehood. Now, what Abaya is saying is that, similar to what Ravina said in the previous halachas, that even according to Rav and Shmuel that says we have to suspect that maybe the father is agreeable, and therefore maybe it is a kedushin, here we don't have to be concerned that maybe Nisrat Sa'av, that the father would be agreeable, because the father wouldn't retract from his giving his word. He gave his word to his wife, and they even started making a party. You see that it was totally agreeable, and therefore, although this guy goes up and does a kedushin, which generally, when a man is Mekadosh HaKetana, we require a get, because maybe the father is going to be agreeable, here he's not being agreeable because he wouldn't retract from his word, he wouldn't say chazav, falsehood, and therefore it's not a kedushin at all. Now Rav Amar, he gives a different reason, also why for sure the father wouldn't be agreeable in this case. And the reason being is because since the father went through all this effort to make this big party, spent a lot of money with food, invited everybody, chazaka, there's a presumption that eino debterech besuda mafsida, a person would not exert himself for a suda, for a party, and then lose it all because now the party's pointless because it was all meant for this kedushin, which was oisgespielt. I lost it all because this guy went ahead and did a kedushin beforehand. So for sure the father's not going to be agreeable because then that means to say his whole party was for naught and everyone's just going to leave and walk out because it was all to build up for the relative of his wife. And therefore it says Rava, for sure in this case it's not going to be that shemin shat sa'av, and you don't need to have a get immune for that, for his relative's kedushin up in the attic. Now the Gemara is my benai. What's the halachic difference between Abaye and Rava? They both say that in this case we don't say Shem and Nisrat Sa'av. So the Gemara says Ike benai udoloi tarach. The difference would be if the father had not gone through the effort yet to make the party. where according to Abaya, since however that the husband already acquiesced to his wife, so he's not going to retract, he's not going to go back on his word. And therefore we don't have to be concerned, Shem and the Sratzi, even if the party wasn't made yet, and therefore if this guy goes and engages his daughter, we don't say Shem and the Sratzi Av. But according to Rava, if it didn't yet go through the party and there's no chazaka of Einon Terech Basud Mafsida because the party wasn't made yet, according to him, you would have to be Chayish Hashem and the Sratza Av to require a get and mir. Now, continuing on this topic, where we had up until now spoken about the Kiddushin of the Ketana Shaloy Ladasaviyah, now the Gemara continues on Niskat Shaloy Ladasaviyah. Let's say the Kiddushin for this daughter was done with the father's awareness, with his consent. But after she was engaged, and especially in Talmudic times, there would be a 12-month gap between this Kiddushin of, which real full-fledged Kiddushin, which we do by the Chuppah, giving the ring, there would be a 12-month gap between many times the Chuppah, the Disuin. So, V'holach Avila Medina Siyam. After she was engaged, the father then went overseas. Now, during his trip overseas, V'am de Venisis. She went, she got married, they consummated the relationship with this man. Now, Amar Rav, Rav says, Eicheles Bechuma. If this chassan was a kayin, even though the chuppah was without the father's das, now the rabbanan do say in Ksubis Napnun Zayin Beis that a woman does not eat truma until she enters into chuppah. So technically here, where it was without the father's das, and the father has to be the one to give his daughter over for nisuin, says Rav, this woman, since however the kiddushin was ladasaviyah, so the chuppah, he would also be agreeable. We could assume that he would be okay with the nisuin. Unless when the father comes and he protests, then we'll know that it wasn't a nisuin. But up until we know otherwise, we'll assume that he is okay with it. Meaning just like Rav had said regarding, even if he didn't know about kiddushin. And then we say you have to be chayshur that maybe he was okay with the kiddushin. Here Rav is saying that where he was okay with the kiddushin, he just didn't know yet about nisuin because he's overseas. We could assume that he is okay with it. And therefore, she could even eat truma, where although as a kala, as a gate, she doesn't eat truma, as the Gemara Ketuba says, but when she has nisuin yet, then she could. Now that she had chuppah, even though it was without the father's awareness, we could assume that he would be okay with it, and therefore she could eat truma. Now, Rav Asi says, no, ein achelas. This girl cannot eat truma. Shemi yavo yavi yavimcha, because maybe when the father's going to come back, he's going to protest. He says, nah, I didn't say that we could do marriage yet, we could do nisuin. I was okay with the kedushin. I have to decide. Now, if that's going to be that he's going to protest on nisuin, and therefore it has no halachic validity because he has to be okay with the nisuin, so benimtzi zara echeles b'truma l'mafrei, it's going to come out that she was really a non-kohenes, where, as Rishonim explained, it's obviously only on the rabbinic level because biblically even a kala that's engaged biblically is considered kinyan kaspa to eat truma, but for regarding rabbinic law, which they require it, you have to be having chuppah, nisuin, and here she didn't have nisuin, so it's going to come out retroactively that she really, rabbinically, was a non-ashes kayan, and she had eaten truma that was not allowed, and therefore says Ravasi that she cannot eat truma until the father comes, because maybe he's not going to be okay with it. Now the Gemara tells that actually Hava Uvda is actually such a type of a story, such a case. V'chashla Rav l'hadar Ravasi, and actually Rav was concerned for Ravasi's opinion, although Rav said that she could eat truma, and we assume the father's going to be okay. He halachically did not allow the woman to eat because maybe the father's going to come back and turns out she really wasn't married. And the rabbis don't let a woman to eat truma from her chasen until they have nisuin, and maybe the father's not going to be okay with it. So he was concerned for Ravasi's halacha and didn't allow her to eat truma. Now, continuing on this, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, he says, Umoy de Rav. Now, however, although we just brought this machlokes Rav and Ravasi, Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak says that Rav agrees that even though by truma he said, even though in practice he was machmer, but in halacha he said by truma, we assume that she is considered in the chazaka that the father would have been okay with the chuppah, and that's why we consider her as having had nisun already, that she could eat truma. So said Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, that's only over there. Because even if you're going to say that he will end up coming back and he wasn't okay with the nisun, it's because biblically, as we just mentioned before, she actually anyways could eat truma as a kala. Because an arusa eats truma according to biblical law. So that's why the old concern is the suffix of the Rabbanan. So that's what Rav said, you could be makel and say that we'll assume the father's okay with it. But however, Rav would agree regarding Yerusha, regarding inheriting his wife. The Torah says that a husband inherits only She'eroi, his wife. So it's regarding that Rav would agree that we only consider her as an arusa, as a kala, and not as Nesua as a full-fledged wife, which means to say she imesa in the Yarsha. If she dies where before the father came back, he does not inherit her. The reason being is because since we're in doubt if the father would be okay with the chuppah or not, so okay, so the money remains in its chazaka of the Mari Kama, where up until now, who had the chazaka of her money? It was her Yershin, which is her father, because the father inherits her. Now you're saying that maybe the husband will inherit her, because maybe there was Nisuin, that's only after Nisuin, but on that we say that's only a suffix. Now, because it's a suffix drabbanim for truma, so we're lenient in letter e truma. But regarding the biblical halacha of she'eray, there we say that we'll assume that it was bechazakas, it's in the presumptive state that it was up until now, because the suffix cannot be maitzi davim mechazkasai, and the chazaka was that the father would inherit her. Now the doubt of maybe it is in the soon or not, because we're not sure if the father is agreeable to it or not, will not remove it, and he will not inherit her. Now continuing on this topic of halacha, the Gemara tells us, Niskat Shaladas, another similar type of a case that we described before. So let's say she got engaged, this minor girl, with the awareness of her father. Father was okay with it. Now, but Vinisis Shaloyladas. Now, she got married without his awareness, meaning she didn't tell him. Now, but here is where it's different than the previous case. Here is talking about Via Khan. Her father is here. I mean, the previous case of the Machlekes Rav and Ravasi was, yes, Kedushin was with his das, Nisuin was without his das, same like we described. But there was talking about that the father was overseas when she got married without his das. Here it's talking about that the father is around, he's in town. Just the daughter didn't tell her, and she just went and got married without his das. So now we have the following machlekes. Rav Huna Amar Eino Echeles. Rav Huna says that she does not eat truma. Rav Yirmiyam Bar Abba Amar Echeles says that she does eat truma. Now each one explained their opinion. Rav Huna Amar Eino Echeles, he says that she does not eat truma. Now, according to Rav Asi, seemingly that would be the same as his opinion, where he said that she does not eat truma. But says Rav Huna Avilul Rav Amar Echeles, now even according to Rav that said in the previous case, that she does eat truma, even though it was Nisus Shalayla Das, so says Rav Huna, that's only Hasam over there who delayisa la'av, because the father wasn't around. He was in overseas. So regarding that, we could say, okay, maybe he was okay with it. We don't know, but we could assume that, look, if he was okay with the Kiddushin, he was okay with the Nisuin. So out of the Safik Drabanan, we'll allow her to eat. Aval Hacha, but over here in this case, says Rav Huna, de'isa la'av, where the father's around in town. Haide ishtik, this that he's silent and not protesting, is because mirtach ratach, he's just boiling. He's fuming. He's just keeping it to himself, but he's so upset, that's why he's silent. That silence you shouldn't interpret as being okay with it, it's because he's just so frustrated. So it says Rav Huna, although in overseas Rav will say that, we'll assume that he's okay with it, and therefore she could eat, here where it's the same type of a case, but he's around, if she did it without his agreement, he's just so upset, and therefore actually even Rav would agree that she cannot eat because it's definitely without the father's consent. Now, Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba Amar Echeles, he said that, no, in this case, she could eat. He goes the other way around. Where, yeah, that sounds like Rav, who says that she could eat. He says, Vafil Rav Asi. Now, even according to Rav Asi, that in the previous case, the Amar Eino Echeles, who says that she cannot eat. So he says, you know why? Hasam hu deshema yavi 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 yimcha. There in that case, why did Rav Asi say she can't eat? As he described, because maybe the father's going to come, and he's going to protest. And it's going to turn out retroactively that she was a Zari eating, at least on the rabbinic level, from Truma, which she wasn't allowed to. Aval Hacha, but over here, says Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba, the exact opposite of Rav Huna. It says, Midashasik, for the fact that the father's silent, Isnuche isnachale, must be he's okay with it. Shtika Kaida, he's silent, he's being okay with it. And therefore he says, so each opinion says that actually the other disputing opinion of the previous case would agree to their opinion because they're disagreeing regarding when the father's silent, when he's in town, that she went and didn't assume without telling him first. That does that mean that he's just fuming and therefore for sure she cannot eat? Or does it mean he's okay and therefore everyone would agree that she could eat? Now, similar type of a case, Niskacha Shaloyla Dasavir. Here we're talking about that she got engaged without his awareness, and Vanissa Shalela Das. And she got married without his awareness, Vavia Khan. And the father was in town throughout the whole thing. She got engaged, she didn't tell him. She got married, she didn't tell him. And this is a minor daughter. So Rav Huna Amar Echeles. Rav Huna says that she could eat Shuma. And if you remember Abba Amar, he says, Ein Echeles, she does not eat Shuma. Now, Amar Ula says, Had Rav Huna, this halacha Rav Huna, quoting a pasuk in Mishlei, is kechemitz lashinayim, is like vinegar to the teeth. It's like smoke to the eyes, meaning it hurts. He says, I understand. Hashta, if now umahasam the kedusha deraisa, if in the previous case, which was biblical kedushin, the case that previously Rav Huna had argued in the previous case of Yirmiyahu bar Abba, where the kedushin was ladas, which makes it a kedushin deraisa, and it only was that nisus shalei ladas, she just got married without his awareness. So on the biblical level, she actually even eats truma already, this arusa, because the father was okay with the kedushin. And still, Amrit Loyachla, you Rav Huna said that she doesn't eat because the father is not okay with the nisuin, so therefore, at least rabbinically, she can't eat truma. So says Ula, so Hacha, in this case, where not only was there not even nisuin ladas, there wasn't even kedushin ladas. Loy Koshkin, isn't it a kav achaymer that for sure she wouldn't be able to eat truma in this case? Because even when there's kedushin ladas, as long as there's not nisuin ladas, you say she cannot eat truma. So here, when none of them were ladas, so how could a minor who her kedushin has no validity whatsoever, and you're saying when the father's silent, it means to say that he's fuming and he's not okay with it, how could you say in the case of kedushin shalei ladas and nisuin shalei ladas that she eats truma? So therefore, Ula continues on the top of Memvav Menav, and he says, Nirin Divri Talmud. He concludes and he says that the opinion of the student of Rav Huna, who is Ramir Rebbe Abba, definitely seems that the halacha would be like him, not like Rav Huna, because how can you understand Rav Huna's halacha? For sure, in this case, we would say Ein Lecheles, because the father is not okay with with this girl of his, that's a minor, that got engaged and got married without his awareness, where, again, because even Rav Huna himself had said, when even they have kedushin ladas, if you have nisuin shalei ladas, that it's not going to be that she's able to eat truma because the father's not okay with it. He's mirtach ratach. Now, Amar Rava, but Rava came along and he says, so my time to Rav Huna, what's the reason Rav Huna? Seemingly, it's paradoxical that how can you say that when it's even worse, then it actually gets better. So he says, hoil v'nasa b'maisa yusim b'chaya ha'av. The reason is because such a type of story actually makes it better. She's almost like a girl that's an orphan when her father's still alive. In other words, because when the father was alive, this girl went, she got herself engaged, she's a 10-year-old, she got herself engaged, and she got herself married without the father's das. So that is what Rav is saying, it's as if she is an orphan. Why? Because the father saw, and he was silent throughout her engagement and her marriage. Now, says Rav, it has to be one of two things. Either the father gave up all rights in his daughter, because or else he would have protested. He's like, you know what, let her do whatever she wants. So he was mafker those rights. Or the shtika, the silence, is kaidah, is like he's okay. Like, you know, I'm really proud of this girl. She's really a go-getter. She's 10 and she's getting herself engaged and getting married. So you're right. Although that Rav Huna said, when the kedushin was with the father's das and his blessings, and then when she got married, she didn't tell him which was nisus shalei ladas. There you could say that if he was silent by only one part, one phase of it, you could say he's fuming. What do you mean? When she wanted to get engaged, she had me all involved and I was okay with it and I okayed it. Now when she gets married, she doesn't tell me? So therefore, there we say, Rav Huna says that yes, she doesn't eat truma because rabbinically she has to be married and maybe the father's not okay with it. But to be silent by the kedushin and the suin, that if someone's really getting upset, with one variable, they'll be able to hold himself out. But by two, he wouldn't have held himself out, and he would have protested. For the fact that he's not protesting, not by the Kedushin, not by the Nisuin, it either means that he gave up, or he actually is agreeable with it, and actually that's why she will eat truma in that situation. So that's why Rava says, Rav Huna's halacha is not contradictory, that actually in that type of a case, of Niskat Shalei Ladas and Nisus Shalei Ladas, the father was not Mirtach Ratach. He either went gave up one extreme or the other extreme that he was actually okay with it. And that's why it is a valid condition and Nisuin, even though it was done by the minor, because it's the father gave up his rights, which don't let her actions be valid. And that's why she's like a Yisayim B'chaya Av. The father has no more rights over her, similar to other cases when he first marries her off and then she gets widowed. Even though she's a minor, the father loses the rights. Here it's like the father lost his rights already, and that's why he said that this girl could eat truma because her kedushin and nisuin were valid, and she's a married wife of a kind.